Rashi and Pei Zion on base Pagemis Ksubasa Be'edim. It's about 15, 16 lines down from the top. So he's Kabalti Mana. She admits that she received part of the Ksuba. If they ate him, Kibalti, and the husband brought Edim. So what do we say? Mir Mirinan. He says the Parah, Tfei, Be'edim Habi Parah. Had he paid more, which is what he's claiming, where are the Edim? The Hadok, we see that he was careful. I see Adam Lepiroi in Monakama. He brought Adam for the payment of the first mana. He's claiming he paid more. Logic would say he would have gotten Adam for that as well. And there's no Adam. So there's no Adam that undermines his claim and allows her to collect without a Shavua. Oh, Dilma, La Mishum the Doku, it wasn't because he was trying to be so careful. El Isramuye Isrami the Habu Edim Hasim Mahizim. There just happened to be the Edim there, so the lack of Edim and the claim of the second on the other payment is not indicative of a lack of payments. And he's claiming he paid, so she has to swear. Okay. So the Mor said a Toshma. It says that even though Midaraisa, all of the Nishboim are Nishboim, but the Meshalmin, Ve'elam Nishboim Menoitlin, Shetitu Chachamim Lishava, Chamar Mesak, and that the person could swear, belittle, and collect. The Tamayim, of course, but Shua is prepared to call Nishboim. So, and in that parak, the Mar goes through over there why these cases, Chamar Mesak, and you can collect with the Shua. So the case of Sachar, Amar lo yitein li schari vu omer nosati. The worker says, pay me, and the balabai says, I paid you already. So the worker can swear and collect. Nigzel. What's the case of Nigzel? Because he's a bona fide Nigzel. What are you swearing about? So Ra'uhu shenichlis bebeisoi. We know that there's a Reuven, the supposed Gazan, entered into Shimon's house. Amar lo yitein li kelai shenatalta. So Shimon says to Reuven, give me the kelim that you took. Well, Amar lo yitalti, I didn't take anything. But ve'edim ro sheyotzo v'kelim tachas kanvei talisoi v'lo yoduma. Edim saw that he left with something. They don't know what it was. So we have enough evidence to indicate that there's at least circumstantial evidence that something happened. So if the nigzel is willing to swear, he can collect. Hanechbol, Reu Shenichlus Asach Beisoy V'Yoder Sholin. We saw Reuben go to Shimon's house, and he was healthy. His arm was not broken. V'Yatzachol, he comes out with a wound. Amr loy chavaltabi. Reuben says to Shimon, you attacked me. You're a mazik. Amr loy chavalti. Shimon says, it's not true. I didn't do anything. So, but we have at least enough aidas to give credence to the claim that if he's willing to swear, he can collect. V'chenvani alpin kosei. So the Pinchas is the ledger where he writes his keeps track of that which he's given on credit. He says kach. He writes like this: Tivani plenty losses the poyalov. So and so told me to pay his workers. Menasati lehem, and I paid them in this date. Vehem armim loy natalnu. The workers say to the balabais, we didn't get. So you owe us money. Chemoni says to the balabais, I laid out money for you. You owe me money. So loch shneim nishboim menertlim hemenu. So both the chemoni, the chum hold both the chemoni and the workers have a right to swear and collect. Okay. So. And the last case was Pugim Shtar Shel Be'edim. So we're medayik that if case of there's datum, you don't collect. Even with a shua, Merce says no. It's the other way around. Not only is it true in a case where there's Adam, by the case of Pugim Shtar, that he has to swear and collect on the rest. But I would think the case of Adam, the Vadi Tzicha Shu'al Ashar, if there's Adam that the X amount was paid, he can collect with the Shu'a, but of course he needs a Shu'a. So, Ha'ka Moidya Bahaimana. That which he's admitting that the part of the star was paid because there's Adam. So we're saying you want to collect the rest, you got to swear. But if there's no Adam, we should argue to have a Kemeshav of Adam. The person has a full star to claim. So the woman or the Baal Chayim could say, I have a star. You're claiming you paid something? You paid the whole thing? You paid something? Not true. I have a star. See, he's totally within his power to do that. So when he chooses not to, he's like a Meshav Aveda. And therefore, he should not require Rishua on the remainder. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Back in the Gemara.
He said that the Nixal, what exactly is he swearing? I mean, in other words, he doesn't have a bari, right? I mean, that.
No, the Nixal was tiny bari. You took my item. You have to kind of bari.
So he saw him?
He's coming, he saw him, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not just that, gee, I had this item and now I don't have it. And
right. Why are we assuming that just because we're giving instead of that? Maybe the Torah is giving him the cash issue. That's it. Let's look more, but halfway down the page. The woman comes in and admits the star was, the ksuba was partially paid. She gives us a detailed account of how the payments were. He says, well, this and this date he paid 3 cents, and this and this date he paid 7 cents, and this and this date, you know, she has this detailed account of all of the payments. So, me and Renan, keeping the Kodaika Kulihai Kushtaka Amra, the fact that she has such a detailed account indicates that she's saying the truth. So therefore, in that situation, we should believe her that these are the only payments, there's no more payments, and she has no need to swear. That she's doing this to create a impression of being truthful, and that's what her goal is, and then hoping that she will believe. So we're not going to play into her hands. So she still has to swear. Take-o, some worse is it to take-o.
You're saying according to you, it's because the starting point is the mission.
Okay. A woman is lowering the amount of the ksuva. In other words, the ksuva has an amount in a 1,000 zuz written in it. And the husband says, I paid you. And the woman says, you didn't pay me, but I do admit that really we ended up not being the chai of 1,000. You only owe me 800. So she's not being poigim, she's being poiches. So she's coming with a star with the right to collect 1,000, admitting that there's something deficient in the star because it's really only less. So she wants to collect the remainder. She has to swear. His claim is that he paid. In the case of Pagemis, she's validating that claim to some extent. She's saying, yeah, you paid, just not as much as you claim. Over here, she's denying payments totally. So vis-a-vis his claim that why he's potter, she's not being wedded at all. So therefore she shouldn't have to swear. Toshma, pecheses tipara shlo b'shua. So we have a brayso which says that a woman who's a pecheses does not need a shua. Ketzet. Hoyse ksubos elabzuz. Where will he skabelt ksubasayach? The ksu was 1,000 zuz. The husband claims that he paid. V'yemeres lo hiskabalti. I did not get paid. But the bein elamona was only 100, not 1,000. So nifrash shalom b'shua. So she collects without a shua. So Mor says. How does it work? She's collecting with Nishtar. The woman is saying that the star was written incorrectly. It was written for the wrong amount, so it's not a valid star. So she no longer has the power of... She's admitting that she has no star. So you're collecting from her based on... She's collecting from him based on amigo. She could have kept the validity of the star. So believe her when she says she's collecting bal peh with amigo. Amigo lo hitzel arminut. You can't be mitzvah from the bal with she's collecting bal peh. What's she collecting with? Amar Rabba Berei the Rabba Bemeres Amana Hayisali Beini Lebeinoi. That she's not saying that the star was... what was she saying? She says the star was written for 1,000, only 100. She's saying it means the star was false. She's admitting that it was a false star. She says, no, that wasn't... It was a true star. He was mitzvah to write the star. They wrote the star. The Edom signed on it. And he gave me the star, trusting me that I would only ask for 100. But the star was written as a valid star. So I have a right to 100 at least of what it says in the star, because he was giving me a star of 1,000, trusting me that I'll only ask for 100 of that 1,000. And that was the arrangement. No, he's claiming. He did not say there was only 100. He said it was 1,000, but I paid it.
Yeah. So they're both modes in the star. I mean.
Right. No, the Morris Kasha was, if she's claiming that only was 100, it means the star was not written properly. So she's being kaifer vis-a-vis the she's being she has a doors baldin that the star is not a valid star. That's a forgery. So she's not collecting with the star. She's collecting with the balpeh that she could have used the star. Sam Morris said, no, she's saying the star is valid. And she's using it for 100 of the 1,000. Zekrashi, pachas m'shem apruta. B'mana she moida Allah b'shekibla, the money that she's admitting that she got paid. She's giving the list of the payments. Kach l'satali b'yemploini, b'kach b'yemploini. And she's keeping a track of even the most minute amount of payments. Does she need a shua on the rest? Do we argue that she's keeping such exact records in the case of what she's saying is the truth? Okay. What about the case of Pecheses? The star says it's 1,000. He says, I paid you. No, I didn't get paid at all. But I do admit that the ksum was only 100, not 1,000. So is this the same as Pagamas or not? So do we say Pagamas, She's more than a mixer. She's kabel of ksas. She's admitting he's claiming payment, and she's admitting to some of the payments. So we say, I'm sorry, you have to swear to get the rest. But over here, she's not admitting to the payment at all. So Mora says, so the Mora brings a bride so that she doesn't need to swear. For the Mora Kasher, but my God, you feel how mono, how does she collect that mono? The high star with the star, Hokasim of Almu, she emeris Mazuyev, who she's admitting that it's a forgery. So Mora says, no, but Maris Amono Hesa Beni the Beinoi, Shashtar Nichta Benechtam Kahagin, with Neadim Kibalov Elov Zuz. Everything was written appropriately. He committed to 1,000 Zuz. But he trusted me that I'd only asked for 100. Because Amaisa, he committed to 1,000. I'm assuming that he only paid 100. That's what he committed to, but there was some conversation between them. He says, I'm only going to pay you 100. And she accepted that. Okay.
That's a good star and
it's amigo.
And that's enough.
I don't think she needs amigo anymore. She doesn't need amigo. She's collecting with, I mean, the star is Machayev. Every Zuz of the star is Machayev. Every dollar is part of the Chiyuv of the star. So she's asking for 100 of these $1,000.
Even though he's saying I paid it.
Yeah, but she has a star.
What came first?
Okay. Erechem either she perua. So the mission's next case is so he has an aide, one aide supporting his claim. So she collects with the suva, but she has to swear. Sabra Rami Barchama, the Mamer Shua Deraisa. Rami Barchama thought that this is Shua Deraisa. Why is it Shua Deraisa? Because the Chsiv, Lo Yochum Erecha Be'ish Lechol Avoinu Lechol Katos. Erecha is not given, empowered to testify for Avon and Katos. So Chazal Darshan, Lechol Avoinu Lechol Katos, Hu Deinu Kham. Avokam Ula Shua. So he's not empowered to mechayev a person any type of punishment, and we have another pasuk that he's not believed by Momin either, but for Shua an erechad is believed, and that's what we know. The erechad is a Shua deraisa. Vavermar, and the mission in Shuas gives us the rule to know when an echad has a din deraisa of a shua. And it says, kol makom sheshnayim mechayev in a same moment, echad mechayev a shua. Whenever two eidim are empowered to create a chiyuv moment, one eid is empowered to mechayev a shua. So over here, if two eidim would come along, she has the shtar and trying to collect. If two eidim would testify against the shtar, she would lose the money. So, if one eidim would testify, she has to swear. That's what Rav Chama thought to say. Amar Rava, shtei shuvos b'davar, two problems. Chada the chol nishpoy and nishpoyim shabatar and nishpoyim below mishalman. He nishpas and tell us we have a mishnah that says kol nishpoyim. Of the Torah, or nishpoyim, and they're not noitel, but they're nifter. And here, it's a case of a nishpoyim and noitel. So it can't be deraisa. Void, a nishpoyim al kriya shibrik hakos. Elam Arava, Mirabonon, Miraisa she collects without a shua. She has a shtar. She's claiming that it wasn't paid. He doesn't have eidus against the shtar, so the shtar has equivalent halachic status of two eidim. So she has two eidim, and he has one eidim. Two eidim win. So she doesn't have to swear. But since we have a situation where the Baal is claiming that he paid, he has an eid echad saying that it's true. So Shabbat. Thank you. That the it's that much we should give the Baal. It says, give some of the things I claim, at least ask her to swear. You know, the idea being that he's saying that hopefully she won't swear falsely. Your claim is that you're paid. Okay, let's see. That's, you know, if it's really true, she's not going to swear falsely. She swore, so we're not so worried about you anymore. Probably your claim is not true. Okay.
I don't understand this concept of the Haftarah of Shabbat. I mean, you know, where do we see this concept? Oh, we want to, you know, sort of pacify and make the guy feel better. And like in Stam Mamonos.
It's not the only case where we have this.
And therefore, it's now back to our sphere. That since the mirror is someone of ours, we can't work out anymore as the
One explanation is by because in one of the cases where there also the Morbiter says that it's the Hafiz Taitoi.
Because they don't have a relationship anymore. Right? I mean,
no, it's not shalom bias. No, the point over here is that, I mean, he's walking in with Erecha, and we're totally ignoring that, you know, we're just letting her collect.
What?
So we want to give some validity to, you know, we're not allowing her to collect. A lot of the judges asking for a shua.
Yeah, we should turn to the Baal and say, well, come on, you know that, you know, one aid is insufficient.
I mean, so Rashi quoted the Gemara, but he basically has the right to ask for Shua, and she'd have to swear. So what he didn't ask for, he didn't say the word swear to me. He just said, have an aid. So we have to, we the Chum, said, you know what, why don't you swear? But I mean, had he went to the next line and said, you know what, it's a good idea, why don't you swear to me? He should have to swear anyway. That power he has, even without that echad. Mm-hmm. So the echad supporting him, the Chum gave it the equivalent status as if he asked for a shua. I mean, that shavua itself over there is conceptually is along the lines of the Hafiz Daito. Okay, listen, you know, you're claiming. Bezin says, we will, I'm not ignoring you totally. You ask for shavua, we'll administer a shavua. Let's see what happens. So after that, we can't help you. If the person swore, we have to assume the person's saying the truth. So, you know, you're not. We don't have more responsibility to you. Okay. It's. Okay. Omer Papa. Ibikehu, if the Baal is smart, he has a way to get her to have to swear Shua the Rice. Okay. Why? Yoiv lo ksuvos sabapi chad sahada. He goes now and he pays the ksuva with one aid. V'samach sada kama asada basra. Now he has two aid that he paid. What?
How does he have two aid?
He has the one aid from before. right, that he paid. Now he's the second aid that he paid.
So he pays a second time.
He's right. So he's going to have to pay. So okay. So he pays in front of two aidim and one more aid. So now he has two aidim that he paid. Okay. So what does it help him? And he says, "Umuki lahu lahanach kamoi b'milva." So we have two aidim that he gave her money, and now he says that the first time I gave you the money wasn't for payment for the ksuba. I was lending you money. So now he's the tvei and she's the nitva. Right? She's saying, no, I had a right to the money. He's saying, you owe me money. And she's saying, no, I don't. And he has an eid echad that she owes him money. So the first eid says, so now he's being tevayah her to give him back that first payment. And he's asking for the first payment back with an eid echad supporting his claim. So, if she doesn't want to pay, she's going to have to swear she with the rice. Okay.
But in the meantime, he's paying twice.
In the meantime, he's paying twice. Right. So, well, that's what's going to happen anyway. She's going to swear and he's going to have to pay twice. But what he wants to do is move it to a situation where the shua is a shua of the rights is a shua of the rabbanon. So Rashi says, what does he gain by making a shua of the rights? So Rashi says, procedurally, we make some differences. Tosis has some problems that we'll see in Rashi and Tosis. And Tosis says a different difference between other than Rashi says. Rashi says it's a procedural difference. Tosis says there are differences in one of them is a chashur, etc. Okay. Masil or Rishisha Braid Ravidi, Hech Somach Sahada Kama Asada Basra. So you can't combine the two Adios to make it into an aid. He has two aidim that he paid the ksuba. He doesn't have two aidim. He has one aid plus one aid. Each one claiming they saw something different. So you cannot combine the two Adios. Ella, Amar Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi, Yoiv Lo Ksuvosa Ba'api Sahada Kama Misada Basra. Mukim Lo Ba'alhana Kamoi Be'havo. So he gets a second aid, and he uses the first one, or he gets two other aidim. So he's paying now the second time with two aidim. So she cannot claim anything against that. He has to wait him that he pays. Fine. And then he goes back to this first payment and claims it was a halvor. And now she has to swear against the Erechod Shur the Reis.
I think he's got two Adim on that sort of first transaction they paid with Suva.
No, he has one Adim in the first transaction.
Oh, he still has one, okay.
Right, he's paying now a second time, at least according to his version, with two Adim. So she cannot. If he only paid with the Eid Echad the second time, so he's claiming, and she can theoretically turn around on him and say, well, you didn't pay the Ksuba yet. So I'll take that money that you lent me for the Ksuba. He said, well, I have an Eid Echad that I paid. Yeah, but back, she has a star. Right? So we're in the same situation. So he makes sure you have two Adim for the second one. So. Rav Papa said you have to wait him because we'll combine the two aid him that he paid, so he'll be able to claim that he paid the ksuba if he wants to. So and that Rishisha Brei Dravidi says that's not a good approach is have to wait him on the second payment. Okay. So Maskel Rav Ashi Let her argue that they, so now we know that we have two edim. There was a second payment. There was a payment now, and there's one aid. There was an earlier payment. Right. So let her argue that he had written two chiyuvei ksuva to her, and the first payment, the first money that he gave her, was not as a loan, but rather the money was given to her as a payment for the first ksuva. Aye. So why do I have a shtar now for the second? Because there was a second shtar. Some verses. Ella Meravashi, who the Moedalahu? He tells him a serious Moedah in front of the two Adim for the second payment. That really there was only one. There was this payment I'm giving is not because I'm admitting there was it's a second chiyuv of payment. Really, there's only one ksuva. And I'm paying now, and I paid already once. And I'm paying now because I'm losing a bezdin. But bezdin, I do not want to be considered that it's two different payments. So, can I get that? She would not be believed to say there was two ksuvas. That was the situation. We would assume that the payment was a payment. Then, when he claims the payment was for Habor, he would be believed. Or at least through Mechayev Rishua. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is on Chayzan Mavez. Echem Mechayev Badam Rashi. Echem Mechayev Rishua, a moment. Shiloh Yishnaim, Hoy Meshalim. If it had been two Adim, he would have to pay. Akshav Yeshava Shoed Mechachish. So now that only, if it had been two, he'd have to pay. In that same scenario where two would be Mechayev Mammon, one is Mechayev Ashua, that he has to be Machish, the go against the what the eight says. Some said if Pekeach who the Papa said High Bal, be smart, can bring it to Ashua the Raisa. So what do you gain? Rashi Shem B'Shem Obakino. You have to mention Hashem's name. Either the Shem, the primary name, or one of the kinuim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu Sefer B'Yodah, he has all the Sefer Torah when he does it. Jamin B'Shuas. Kamura Hi Ma'od. Oshur the Bonan, the Klola Ba'al Mekain Shalonu. It's more done along the lines of like almost like a. What they would do, they would put a person into a chayrim and say, are you being makabel if what you're saying is not true, that you deserve to be put into get a klala? That's more along the lines of what you do. That's what Rashi learns. Tosis doesn't like that. Yom l'ksuvos b'api chatzada pam shnei, pay a second time. V'sam l'ksada kama l'ksada basa yom v'yashneim yachad l'bezdin, so bring two edim. If she denies, shneim she discovered ksuvos. So she claims she didn't, ksuvos wasn't paid yet. He has to wait until the ksuvos was paid. It's better piroy in a rishon. So give me back my first time. That first set of money they gave you. Remember milva hein eslecha. It was a loan. So he's kabal the ksuba sayet. This was the payment of the ksuba. Shenis, you got that I paid for. So what's that money about? Mechishatich for return malok yibal tiel epam azoyz. So she says no, look, I paid once. The one that he's made that he did pay her twice. Now he's a tibay and she's a nitva. He's asking for the money and she's denying it. And so she has to swear to be potter. This is not the ksuba, this is a milva peh. So there's no shibir kakos. So. So Shisha Bei Davidi said, "Hech Somech, Mash Rozer Le Rozer." They didn't see the same thing. You cannot combine the two ideas. So Mitishba Matitol Shlishis V'Nimtzum Avsid. Not a good idea because she can deny the second payment and says, "You only have one aid that you paid on this and this date. You only have one aid you paid on that date. It's two different ideas." So she'll collect the third time. So he said, give it to Rabbi beside the Kama beside the Basra. Get it to add, get your original aid, get a second aid, and pay the second time in front of two aidim. Rashi says, well, who did the shayedim in the shuk? It doesn't have to be that we use the original aid from the first payment the second time. It can be two people, two totally foreign people. By using the first aid in both transactions, it's much more comfortable. He knows there was the second payment. He knows there was the first payment. So he's much more believable in Beis Din. So Rav Ashi says, fine, you call the checks over for you. Shei shtaris hoyuli alecha. I had two claims against you. Yeah, you paid once. You're right. Then you paid once. Fine, I gave you that shtar, but there's another. You still owe me money from the second shtar. Mishnia Acheres. Rehadarishan Meida Lesaya Shirosh Nea Piroina is the Shem Ksubil of the Shem Ilva. And the aid will support her because. Here you see the fellow paid twice for Ksuba purposes. The aid knows it wasn't for Milva. So what's the case? The might of Luhu. The Sada Kama Vibasa Lifne Piroin Hashani. He takes the two aidim aside and explains to them before the second payment. He says, Du'u Shakraparati Lo Ksubasa Bifne Echel Mikem. I already paid once. Vihi Kaferis. And she's denying that. I'm not paying the ksuba a second time. When he writes to the parah, Shani is the shem ksuba, but I want to pay now a second time the shem ksuba, even though I claim I already paid once, so why am I paying a second time? She leashed the edim adabra, because I want to have to wait him. That was a return, I plan to get the first one back. I'm therefore clarifying beforehand that this is not, I'm not admitting to any claim of two ksubas. So why am I doing this? This way I can make her search the rice. Keeping the inu there for kama. So we actually put that before the first aid knows that he paid twice with intent for ksuva. So that sounds like there's two ksuvas. Now he understands that that's not true. So then, Sulaim Matz is the member based Ksubas Havu, the Musul Shikrihu. So she's claiming based Ksubas, why she doesn't have to swear. It's very uncommon that based Ksubas, so that's not, we're not going to accept that. Without proving that, we're not going to accept that claim in Bez. So Tais over here, Maisilah, doesn't like what Rashi says. The difference between Shur Derban and Shur Deraisa. Here Shukut is an afkalam minah between Shur Deraisa and Shur Derban. The Deraisa minkat chepsa. You have to hold the sefer. Derban loy noket. By Derban you don't have to hold. You don't have to hold the sefer or some chepsa of the mitzvah. Buatz mesoyset the word of the minim hashalech. I'm going to review me a Rav Rabbi Yirmiyah midifti. Adra bezin rashpa chutz the bezin. Pishchun is halkam dokem rlo. The lo yashpa the bezin chamira but kutei chepsa. Even though it was so much shul the rabban over there, it wasn't a bezin. There was no nikidas chepitz. But had it been a bezin, there would be nikidas chepitz. You have to hold a chepitz shal mitzvah. Even though it was a shul the rabban. So the question is then, what's the difference between shul the rice and shul the rabban? So Tosis says you're right. Procedurally, there's no difference. The difference is the following. Rabbeinu Nira, the Naf Kamina Libra the Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba's din will apply. The Rebbe Zakhar say to Omar, Chazra the Mechuyev Lo, Mechalen Yochel Shabbat Mishalim. But if I didn't be the right son, but Rabbanan feel he have a chashur al shua lo yoniach me lifroya lo bishokach hechel nishbas on the talis kidahacha. Fine. So there's a din of kol shen yachol shabbat mashalim. So Rabbah's case is Nasir Rabbah. So Nasir that Let's go back. The basic case of Ein Echad. Reuven comes to Bezin, says to Shimon, you owe me $1,000. Here's Ein Echad that you owe me $1,000. Shimon says, I never borrowed money from you. So, if Shimon doesn't swear, he has to pay. Shimon says, I don't want to swear. Okay, so pay. You can't be potter. So the Ein Echad has the power to make the person pay until the nitzvah swears. The shvur that the nitzvah swears is to undermine the total validity of the aid. It's not true. You're saying I borrowed money. It's not true. I did not borrow money. By doing so, he's undermined by swearing. He undermines the credibility of the aid. Ein Echad is now ignored, and he doesn't owe any money. Let's say he says, yes, I took the money, but it was my money. Right? He really owed me money. So one second. The aide says that you took the money, and you're saying you didn't take the, you know, you're not swearing against the aide, because you admit that you took the money. You're making a new counterclaim. So it means the aide, so let's go back. What would be if two aide would be standing there? Reuven comes in Bezin, two aide would say that saw Reuven give Shimon money. And Shimon's claiming that no, it was my money that he owed me and I was taking it back. So what happened? So what happens over there? So the Mora gives a scenario. We have a chazaka that when the person has something, we assume that it's his. So when Reuven has money, we assume that it's Reuven's money. So Shimon's claiming that if Shimon would claim that was really my item, that money was really mine, Reuven had taken it from me, I was getting it back from him. He's not believing this at the Bezin. So Reuven comes to Bezin, Shimon took money from me, he gave me back my money. In worst case, the case where he claims it was a gzela. Right? So Adam see Reuven, Shimon grabbed something from Reuven. Shimon said, yeah, I grabbed it. It was mine. Reuven really stole from me. You guys just walked in now. An hour ago, he took it from me. I copped it back. It's mine. It's very possible. But we see it by Reuven. We assume that it's his. We see Shimon grab it. We assume he's a gazel. Shimon has to pay. Now there's one aid. Not two aid. There's only one aid. So Shimon can't swear against the aid because he admits that he took it. So as long as we have not sworn against the aid, he has the weight in Bezdin. Hey, there's Adis here that he grabbed. Destroy the Adis with a shua. I can't destroy the Adis because I admit that I took it. But I have a counterclaim. So you have to pay. You can't swear, so you have to pay. So that's Rabbah's deal. Tatoisis, that only applies to shuas to Raisa. So let's say, change the scenario, that the nitva is a kosher. Person who has been established in Bezin that we cannot accept the shul from them. We've established that they've sworn falsely. We've established that they've stolen. A different scenario. So we don't accept the shul. So now Reuven comes to Shimon, the Gazan, and says, you owe me money, right? $1,000. Shimon says, no, it's only 500. But it mixes. Okay. He has to swear on the rest. He can't swear. So really has to pay. Okay. But it's not fair to Shimon because the Tosfos says in Bo Messiah. So then every we'll take advantage of our kazlan. Guy gets convicted of Bezin of a gzela. Everyone says, I feel so bad for you. I'm willing to lend you some money. Here's $50. Great. Walks to Bezin, asks him for $1,000. He says, no, it's only $50. Oh, you're going to mix this. You can't swear. You have to pay. So we make the Tevea swear. What would be the Tevea's a chashud? Can't swear. So Rebbe says, Chaz Ashur the Mechuyev Law. Then it goes back to Shimon, and Shimon has to pay. So that's the phrase, Chaz the Mechuyev Law. That only works by Shur the Raisa. It doesn't work by Shur the Rabbana. So we're not going to say, in a case where they have a Shur the Rabbana to be Nishma Benoitel, that the Reuven has an echad that he paid, and neither Reuven or Shimon, Reuven or the woman can swear. So in that situation, we say, okay, nobody can swear. She has to and she collects. We don't say that. We say, I'm sorry, ma'am. If you can't swear, you can't collect. Yeah, but it touches the Chalishav of Mashalim. You don't swear, can't collect. So in that situation, it would be a Shudra Banan, she would lose. She would not have the ability to collect. And if he turns it into a Shua Deraisa, he can. If he turns in a Shua Deraisa, it'll be relevant now that he can force. If she can't swear, she's a Cheshuda, right? Either he'll swear and collect against her, or if he can't swear, she'll pay me without a Shua. Right. One teretz. Inami man de isle the rise of lo mafkinan min rabon mafkinan nafkinan nami echel. So there's a loch of hibruk shua. So there's a mandam which says that he will shua until my shua the rise. So what it makes us. So Reuben comes to Shimon and Shimon says $1,000. Shimon says only $500. Okay. He has to swear on the rest. Shimon says, "You know what, Mr. Malva, you know what? If you swear, I'll let you collect." He offers to be mapik the shur. So he wins. Instead of him being nishva and being nifter, once he offers, so the malva is stuck. If the malva doesn't swear, it can't collect. I offered you the shur. You swear and collect. So that's what hipok shur. So there's one that says it's only by shur the rice, not by shur the rabbanon. Right, so he brings her to a shua deraisa, with the he doesn't trust her shuas, right? But she's like the smart. She'll say, "Okay, here, yeah, can you swear and collect? It's great, exactly what I wanted." Right. Whereas by the rabbanon, there's no dinner hipok shua, according to one mandamah.